This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453 and take control. Bring up whatever you might like to discuss. And in addition to that, you can connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. So phones, 855-453, brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, and Skype us at lrn.fm. You know, I mentioned there's this story in Business Week about Bitcoin, and that's pretty big news. And the headline is also pretty big. Bitcoin may be the global economy's last safe haven. And I think that's true in a big way, because it's safe from the government. And these, you know, as we saw with Cyprus over the last couple of weeks, mostly the last week, the Cyprus government and the EU, they're going to start raiding bank accounts in order to shore up their failing state and their failing banking system. They can't raid your Bitcoin account. They just can't do it. It's cryptographically secure. They can't go to some guy in some secured office somewhere, point a gun at him, and get him to empty out all these Bitcoin accounts. It can't be done.
Well, I think that's not necessarily true on its face. It depends on how you're storing your Bitcoins. You can have your Bitcoins be secure, but if you're...
Well, what I mean is there's nobody else in charge of your Bitcoin storage than besides you.
Unless you store it in an online company that happens to have your key.
Well, okay, if you want to give somebody else your Bitcoins, then you take whatever risks come along with that. They
right.
could be subject to any manner of
That's
robbery.
That's a lot of people, though. So,
but
what
I'm talking about right. is when the government goes to a bank and says, we'd like to empty out XYZ accounts,
sure.
they just get to empty them out.
Sure.
So, yeah, if you put your money in somebody else's hands, sure, then it's certainly possible someone who's not necessarily even the government could go and use coercion to get their hands on it. But ultimately, if you have secured your own Bitcoin wallet, no one can go into another building somewhere else and put a gun to anyone else's head and
right.
get them to hand over your Bitcoins.
True. The one thing that the government can do that has some people worried and some people cheering, strangely enough, is that they can regulate transactions between U.S. dollar and Bitcoin that are over a certain amount, which in this case, I guess the most recent sort of attack by the government on Bitcoin is to say that they're going to, they're going to allow Bitcoin, no problem, but they're going to heavily regulate and tax any big U.S. dollar to Bitcoin transactions exceeding $10,000.
Right. Well, they're just
really?
Doing, what they said is that they're just doing essentially the same thing they do with anything.
Right.
I mean, if Bitcoin was gold, this is what they already do.
Right.
They essentially said, we acknowledge that Bitcoin exists. All the rules that we already have apply. No new rules have been applied to Bitcoin, but, I mean, I don't know what people thought Bitcoin was going to do, but if it was going to be successful, the best case scenario
right.
is that the government treats it the same way they treat any other commodity,
mm-hmm.
and this is how the government treats commodities.
So what does that mean for buying Bitcoins? Because I've never seen a tax on any... I mean, I've never bought more than 10... I've never bought that many Bitcoins at once.
Right.
But I've never... You know, nobody's ever said... It's never said anywhere that, oh, if you buy more than $10,000 Bitcoins, then you're going to get a tax.
Well, have you sold? I don't think buying it is the problem. Selling it is
selling
the problem.
Selling it? Okay.
Right.
Okay,
no,
so if you have a capital gain of... You're going to have to pay on capital gains. You're going to have to say, well, I bought Bitcoins at this, and I sold Bitcoins at that.
Oh, wait, hold on. So I just want to make sure I'm clear here, because I don't do this tax thing. what you're saying isn't that the company that is selling your Bitcoins is going to charge you a tax. You're saying that you would have to tell the IRS, oh, yeah, by the way, I bought $10,000 worth of Bitcoins, or rather sold $10,000 worth of Bitcoins this year. I'm just going to obediently fill out all your forms and tell you all my business. Here you go. You're saying the company that's doing the selling and the transferring of the Bitcoins is not going to be charging the tax.
As I understand, what they would be obligated to do is to file a 1099 saying that they gave you this much money.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you
so then that's income just like any other source.
Well, it's not income if you bought, if for instance, today.
Right, whatever they call it, there's some word for it in the tax,
well,
tax code.
Okay, well, if today you bought at 95 and you sold at 75
yeah.
and you sold enough bitcoins to get $20,000, mm-hmm. you didn't have a gain, you had a loss. So what they have to know is what, you know, I mean, you'd have to claim that you had a gain. And I don't think...
Right, so the company's not doing that. They're not charging the tax. Because that's what I thought I heard. That's, maybe I totally misunderstood what you were saying. It sounded to me like the companies were going to be, you know, strong-arming the clients to charge some sort of government tax, and that's not what I'm hearing now at all.
Well, if you're buying and selling with the same company,
yeah.
then likely what Johnson's talking about will start kicking in, but that's not necessarily the way it will go. I mean, you have to also offset...
Right. There's also a reporting thing happening there,
right.
too.
What if you made money in bitcoins and lost money in gold, or the stock market? Let's talk about where you are going to lose money. What if you lost money in Detroit City municipal bonds? You know, so you have to be able to offset gains and losses.
Okay. So let me see if I've got this straight. If I'm buying and selling bitcoins... The government may get reports from a company that is selling my bitcoins and giving me cash, but ultimately it would be my responsibility as a tax-paying person, which I'm not, but if I were a tax-paying person, then I would have to tell the government all about at what amount I bought the bitcoins at.
I don't think you necessarily have to tell the government, because I think the companies are legally responsible to tell the government about their transactions.
But they wouldn't know at what amount you bought the bitcoins. So the company wouldn't have any idea whether or not you had made a profit on them or not. All they would be able to do would be to report the amount that they paid you.
Yeah, exactly. They would report the transaction amount. So you would be... It's when you convert from one of those other currencies to U.S. dollars that suddenly now you have an additional 10,000 U.S. dollars. Say if you're selling 10,000 U.S. dollars worth of bitcoins. So suddenly you've gained $10,000 worth of... Mm-hmm. U.S. you know, U.S. dollars. So that's what the reporting is on, I believe.
Right, but Mark, you're saying that it's not taxable by their rules if you didn't make any money.
That's correct.
Is that right? So it would be your responsibility to report whether or not you made money. Is that correct?
I think so. I mean, you know, I don't know how exactly. Look, I'm
you're
not
the one
a tax
who does
expert.
The tax paying here, so I don't know.
Well, actually, I don't.
We need somebody who knows.
Okay, I'm willing to say.
Get Ted on the line. We know yes, somebody who knows the rules about gold.
I'm ready to say yes to what you're saying. I think that you have to say, look, government, I made this much money.
Right.
I lost this much money. That comes to a positive 10,000 or a negative 10,000.
Why would anyone do that?
Because
they go to hell.
Because all these pieces of paper are flying all over the place.
So
people feel an obligation to kind of
They should stop feeling obligated to tell the government anything about their personal finances or anything about the amount of bitcoins that they've sold or amount of money they've spent on them or
that the government has got a handle on this with gold. You know, that they're somehow
they don't. They don't.
How could they?
They want very badly to have a handle on it, and this was one of the big kerfuffles about the Obamacare thing, that apparently any sale that was of gold was above $600 had to be 1099'd or something.
Chris is on the line. He's in Connecticut listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I would just like to interject my 2 cents on capital gains and bitcoins, as I have been beating my head against the wall about this the past couple of days.
Okay.
And my thoughts were this, pretty much once you take your bitcoins out of wherever you bought them from and jump them a few wallets away, there's really no way to prove that you were holding any of those bitcoins while they were appreciating or depreciating. And even so, the exchanges typically do say at the top, it is your responsibility to report these gains or losses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do know what happens in federal court and proof versus a guilty or not guilty conviction. They're going to try and do what they want and say what they want. But bottom line is, you move those around, there's no way to know who was holding them if you do it right and put it to anonymous wallets. For all they know, you bought them and I'm losing my train of thought here, but I think you might get
they don't know what the hell you did with them, and right. They can't prove it.
So if you were to buy at mtgox.com and sell at bitfloor.com, it likely would be pretty complicated for them. But here's one thing that's for certain. If you were to buy your bitcoins through bitinstant.com, get your bitcoins and then sell them to friends and family and people in your general vicinity, there's no way that they could say anything about what you've made.
Chris, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
When it passes through bank accounts with your name on it, that's when you have to start taking considerations.
I won't consider any of that. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. I'll just do what I want because that's what free people are supposed to do. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-453. Coming up, the Postal Service apparently don't like atheists very much. Johnson's got that story. We'll share that with you. And also, you can take control as well at 855-453. Don't forget, join us on our website, where you'll find a variety of different features. Listening options are included. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're streams. They're available around the clock. So anytime you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, just go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there. Plus, you can also link over to our list of over 110 radio stations from coast to coast. Just got another one signed on board today. It's been a very good week for bringing new stations on with Free Talk Live. And you can go to, again, listen.freetalklive.com to see which stations we've currently got. And we'll be announcing some new ones probably within the next week or two. There's also our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard 7 nights per week. Plus, you can get us on free-to-air. It is brought to you by Bitcoin. The free-to-air channel is on KU Band, and it's available across Central and North America 24/7. And that's for LRN.FM, which features a lot of great liberty-oriented shows. There's also the Free Talk Live webcam and the listen lines that will allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is the premier news aggregator for folks of a liberty mindset. You can go over there and take a look at some of the titles. I'm seeing right here the headlines. Student loan interest rate doubles on July 1st. Arizona City mulling free shotguns in crime-stopping bid. John Stewart tears into Obama for hypocrisy and not fixing veterans' benefits. And how to take an entire continent offline. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. I go there every day for show prep. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Bloomberg's BusinessWeek.com is reporting on Bitcoin, calling it the global economy's last safe haven, or saying it may be the global economy's last safe haven. The Internet, they say, is, this is Paul Ford over there, he writes, is a big fan of the worst possible thing. Many people thought Twitter was the worst possible way for people to communicate, and I think it's a pretty poor way to communicate, but anyway, little more than discourse abbreviated into tiny little
chunks. Yes, but I wish I got some Twitter stock or whatever when it was first taking off.
Facebook was a horrible way to experience human relationships, commodifying them into a list of friends whom one pokes. The Arab Spring changed that story somewhat. One recipe for internet success seems to be this. Start at the bottom, at the most awful, ridiculous, essential idea, and own it. Promote it breathlessly until you're acquired or until you take over the world. Bitcoin is playing out in a similar way. It asks its users to forget about central banking in the same way that Steve Jobs asked iPhone users to forget about the mouse. Now, I have an intense memory, writes Paul Ford from Bloomberg, from the early 1990s when I was just out of college. I was seated alone in a diner. Suddenly, a loud man behind me pronounced, "Internet time is like regular time, but 7 times faster." I turned around to see a well-dressed adult, a serious person. I was mystified. How could he believe something so facile and arbitrary? On and on he went, expounding on the magical number 7.
So wait, internet time is dog years?
Having been through one or two bubbles, I've learned that people can believe exactly what they want to believe. That's one of the privileges of being a human with money to spend. When you compound utopian wishfulness with the anxiety of being left behind, you'll have a bubble. Then again, we may be at the forefront of the coming Bitcoin revolution. There's no way to be sure. I'll admit to having run the Bitcoin mining software a few years ago for a week until I became convinced it was a poor use of limited computer resources. I had work to do. I expected Bitcoins to remain in the background with all the other anarchist crypto chatter that makes up an essential substratum of modern network thinking. But Bitcoins didn't go away, and I'm increasingly convinced that there's one thing that Bitcoins do that's genuinely interesting. They decentralize trust. Trust is hard to earn. Verifying transactions is a brutal problem, which is why PayPal locks down your account when there's too much money flowing into it. Creating trust is traditionally the work of
federal... Which, by the way, PayPal doesn't do when they lock down your account. Create trust? Can you trust that?
Creating trust, he says, is traditionally the work of federal governments and branding agencies.
Yeah, they don't create trust. They just threaten.
Trust is also an easy thing to squander. Just close a beloved service a la Google Reader. Or allow your banks to fail, causing an entire country to suddenly realize that the value of their deposits, the fundamental integrity of their financial selves, was arbitrary all along. Along comes Bitcoin. A currency in which every transaction is stored by the entire network, meaning your computer. If you're running the Bitcoin client, you have the whole transaction history of the Bitcoin from start to current date. Anyway, he goes on. He says, every coin has its own story. There's nothing to trust but math. Suddenly an idea that sounded terrible, a totally decentralized currency without a central authority, where semi-anonymous parties exchange meaningless tokens, becomes almost comforting, a source of power and authority. And that's where Bitcoin thrives, where people would prefer to throw their lot in with an anonymous group of strangers instead of the world economy. It's a gold bug thinking reinvented for an age of fluid transparency and instantaneous transactions. And as such, it's an excellent indicator of anxiety. Where you see Bitcoins in action, you'll find a weird and heady mix of speculative angst, fearing of being left behind, and people who appear to have lost faith in institutions who feel most left behind. There are people who will trade. These are people who will trade in purely arbitrary tokens, willing to forego the comfort of banking systems for the weight of mathematics and the internet behind it. Bitcoin isn't tied to any commodity besides trust. As a statement on the global economy, Bitcoin is hilarious, he says. And as a currency for the disenfranchised, it's distrustful. And as a currency for the disenfranchised and distrustful, it's as serious as can be. And actually, I just accidentally read you the second page of that article rather than the first, but it still, I think, stands on its own. This guy, he may not be a libertarian, doesn't sound like one at all from the way he writes, but he's acknowledging that this is a real phenomenon and that there's something special about the Bitcoin that can't be ignored. And it will be at your folly to not pay attention.
So we were talking about this during the break, and I think it bears mentioning. Often we get on our Facebook page people who are kind of like, you're talking about Bitcoins too much. And, the fact is we used to get people complaining we talk about the Free State Project too much. Well, we talk about a lot of problems in the area of liberty on Free Talk Live. Would you like to hear our answers to these problems? If you don't want to hear our answers, that's fine. You can just hear our complaints.
Well, that's also another complaint. You guys never talk about the answers.
Right. Well, they don't want to hear the damn answer. Here's your frickin' answer. You want some freedom? You want some liberty in your lifetime? Buy some Bitcoins. Yeah. Move to the Free State Project. Those are the answers that we've got. You know what Rush Limbaugh's problem is? Our answer is to all the problems with the Democrats? Vote Republican.
How's that working out?
As if that crap has ever worked. I mean, for God's sake, we're trying to give answers here.
Better answers we believe in.
Far better answers than you're getting on the radio in any other place. I understand if you don't feel like you've got enough money to get into Bitcoin. I don't understand why you feel that way, considering you can buy any amount of Bitcoins you want, and the upside is still tremendous. Max Kaiser suggested.
I want to tell a little story about a case study, of Bitcoin. So I think I've told maybe both of you before, but I'm going to just vague up the story a little bit. But I donated to a site that I wanted to support. It's not even open yet. Registration isn't open, so I'm not going to say what the site is. But
it's a TV site, right?
Yeah, a TV tracking site. So I'd like to tell the story about what happened, because I wanted to get this guy into Bitcoin.
Right, the guy who ran the site, you kind of convinced him to accept some Bitcoins.
Right.
And that was a while back, so I want to hear the rest of the story here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, and you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves here. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Download archives. They go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get more than Free Talk Live archives at our SoundCloud page. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You'll see our archives there, but you'll also see other things like the Edgington Post episodes. Sometimes we'll post other stuff that we do, like an interview maybe with a radio station, like one a local station that we might be on. Or I posted a call that I made to some bureaucrats recently as well. So you never know what you're going to hear over there at the SoundCloud page. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you can download episodes of the show there, and then there's the share button on each episode that makes it easy for you to share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever social networking site is your preference. Once again, go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives.
If you are excited about Bitcoins, I recommend you go to the Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments Conference. It's going to be in San Jose from May the 17th through the 19th. So coming up here pretty quick, you're going to want to get your tickets. Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments, is going to have all kinds of different speakers. Go to the speakers page and take a look at all the different people that are coming. There's people coming from Coinbase and Nerd Tribe and Facebook. All kinds of the core developers for Bitcoin. There are going to be different people talking about different opportunities in the area of Bitcoin, because I think 2013 really is the year of the Bitcoin. There are going to be fortunes made and lost in Bitcoins this year. So the people who want to, you know, really be the pioneers in this area, you need to be at Bitcoin 2013. Just go to Bitcoin2013.com and seize your future. Bitcoin2013.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number. let's change gears. Johnson, the Postal Service has been outed.
I wanted to finish my story.
Oh, I apologize. Okay, thank you for that. What were you telling
us? So, just about getting in with Bitcoin at a small amount. So, I had a TV tracking site. This guy I wanted to support, I've been using his TV tracking site to track, what shows I watch and what shows I've got and, seen on sites like Netflix and other sites where TV is not acquired so readily. so I've been, I'd like to figure out where I'm at with what shows I've been watching. So this site was a great tool for allowing me to do that. So I wanted to support him, and the guy...
You were in on the beta or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was in, when his registration was open, and it was a long time ago. This guy, it said right on the site that... I just happened to find it on the internet, and it said right on the site that he was just developing it. It started as a project, a college, thesis project, and he continued it from there. And I said, hey, when I got in, I said, I want to donate to you some money. And he had started talking to me because I donated a very small amount, like a couple of years ago, like $5 or something. And then I said, I want to donate to you something a little bit more substantial, but I want to get you into Bitcoin. I'm like, I know some people, if you wanted to up your registration, that I could tell. And if you were accepting Bitcoins, I think you'd get some more interested people to sign up for your website because they just... A lot of the people who like Bitcoin like to support others who are open to accepting Bitcoin and, mm-hmm. and participating in the Bitcoin economy. And he's like, whatever. I don't, and he's kind of, he did a lot. What a lot of people do when they first encounter Bitcoin is like, how do I trade it for money? How do I, what can I buy with Bitcoin?
Sure. Well, these are good questions.
I'm like, well, I'm going to give you some money in Bitcoin. So at the time, I was going to donate $50 worth, 50 Federal Reserve dollars, U.S. dollars worth of money, which is, about $5 a year, or a month for the course of a year, roughly around there. And I had been using his site for years, so I thought it was well worth it. So I gave him, at the time, what was 4.39 Bitcoin.
Okay.
4.39. So,
what, they were roughly like $12 or something?
Yeah, something like that, like right around there. It's now worth, it's approaching, and who knows, in the next, Bitcoin's back to like 90, and if Bitcoin hits like 100, it's going to be, we're approaching the point where what I donated to him is going to be worth around $500.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And this...
How many months was it ago?
I think 3 or 4.
Wow.
I mean, it really hasn't been that long since, I've only been in New Hampshire since September.
Right.
And it didn't happen right away. So
2 months ago, it was $25.
Right.
So it's tripled in 2 months.
Right. So, I mean, it's just, you want to buy a small amount of Bitcoin, turn $50 into $500. It could happen.
You never know. And of course, it could go to zero. I mean, that's the other important point.
True. It's true. I mean, a bunch of people who, at this point, nobody's found the flaw in the code that is Bitcoin, right? If that flaw was found, and I don't think... it's been around 3.5 years with people a hell of a lot smarter than us poking away at mm-hmm. it, people whose job it is to hack at things and cryptographers and stuff like that. They haven't managed to undo it. But if they did, then it'd go to zero. But currently, no one's ever said that Bitcoin can't do what it claims to do, which is essentially operate as a cryptographic internet currency. And that's why you see the precipitous rise in Bitcoin. Is because it's trying to find its level. It's like a balloon being released underneath the water. It's going to find its level. Now, it goes down every once in a while for a couple of reasons. One, some people with large investments will take some profits. Two, people just don't understand why Bitcoin is operating the way it is and expect it to go what they call parabolic, which means that it goes back down because they think that it's a mature commodity. And if you had a mature commodity, that's what would happen. But Bitcoin is operating in an area that has seen no innovation in centuries. The area of currency. A fiat currency is nothing new. So Bitcoin is a new a step forward in currency, and
it's uncharted territory.
The market is reacting to it. Max Kaiser, an expert in this area, who seems very, very excited about Bitcoin, so I don't know whether I'm going to take his advice or not, has said that Bitcoins are going to $100,000 to $1 million.
Whoa!
That's what his claim is. It's not mine, but
right.
he's got himself a TV show.
I've got some interesting numbers for you on that. So my last thought was I wanted to compare something. So Google is currently around $810 a share.
Okay.
Right? I'm sorry, Yeah, I think it's $810 a share. So what I was wondering about that is I wonder how many times Google as a stock has split, because I want to know Google or gold is around $1,600 an ounce. So I wanted to find out, like, how many times is a stock split? How many, you know, how much are these big companies' stocks worth in terms of, you know, metal as a commodity? So I went and looked it up, and what's really strange, just a weird fact, Google stock has split exactly once. So gold and Google are both per unit worth approximately the same thing. They're both worth around $1,600 a unit.
Per unit.
Per unit. So per one share of Google stock, it's worth about $1,600. And per 1 ounce of gold.
But when the stock splits, doesn't that just double the amount of shares?
Yes.
Yes. Which,
so one share is only $800.
Right, one share is only. But I'm sorry, when I say one share, I mean one original share. Because your share is now doubled.
Yeah.
So, you know,
gotcha.
Now it's you have two that are each worth $800. Yep. You know, so essentially per original, the original unit, you now have essentially $1,600 worth of units.
So Google's as good as gold? Is that what you're...
Well, what I'm suggesting is that, you know, I think that it's just interesting that number, the unit number there is for gold and for Google, both happens to be right at $1,600.
It's probably just a total coincidence.
Could be a total coincidence. I did the same thing for Apple, and Apple's right up there. It's like right around there. Apple was like $1,400.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just... And again, based on the number, Apple stock has split 9 times. And so I went and said, okay, per original stock, if you had held an original share of Apple, what would that original share be worth? And it was about $1,400.
Hmm.
So again, it's all right up there. So in my mind, that seems to me to indicate that it would be very, very easy for a unit of a commodity to go up to $1,400 to $1,600. And it just, that seems to be a really easy indicator to say, oh, well, if a stock can be valued that much per unit, why couldn't this currency be valued that
much?
So
you're suggesting you see that as realistic for Bitcoin?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
I don't know what to expect. I mean, I certainly don't claim to be an expert on these things. Some people are saying thousands of dollars.
I'm definitely not an expert on these.
Some people are saying millions of dollars. This guy said $1,000,000 per Bitcoin is what he's
thinking. Well, when you start figuring out how many people there are on the planet and how much money there is and how much value there is on the planet, you divide that by Bitcoins, you could come up with a really big number. But in an area of competition with currencies, I don't know if that's the case.
We're coming up at 855 450 free. You take control. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And we give them all away. Now, maybe you want to help us out a little bit and support Free Talk Live with either the old Federal Reserve notes or the new fancy bitcoins. You can do it either way. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can send us your Federal Reserve notes through the AMP program. We'll take those and we'll invest them into Free Talk Live. We'll get on more radio stations coast to coast and bring more listeners to the ideas of freedom. That's what the AMP program's all about. It helps us reach out to new stations. Just had a station in Montana sign on today. I won't say which one or where, but within the next couple weeks, we should be able to make an official announcement about that.
Probably it's a big state.
Probably about 2.5-3 weeks from now, we'll be able to tell you about that one. But it's the Free Talk Live AMP program. Now, by the way, the Free Talk Live AMP program helped that out. It always helps to have you sending $5 a month into Free Talk Live so we can market the show better. But one of the other things you can do to help us market Free Talk Live is actually pick up your phone and call or send an email to the local program director. There was a guy, when I do these radio station calls, is what I do during the daytime. I get up in the morning, hopefully.
It's a real job.
Yep, and I call radio stations and I pitch Free Talk Live to them. It kind of helps if somebody else has called before me and has talked to the program director, someone who listens to the radio station, if they have called. And in the case of the station in Montana, if somebody calls the station, sometimes they'll send me an email. They'll say, hey, I called the station and this is what happened. Or they'll send an email to the program director and they'll CC me on it or BCC me on it so I can see what was said. Or if the program director writes back, they'll carbon copy that to me as well so I can kind of be in the loop. So I had taken a note saying, oh, well, our listener named this, reached out to this program director. And so I got the deal with the station today, so I sent an email to that listener who sent an email to this program director in 2011.
And they've moved to Peoria.
I don't know about that part, Mark, but anyway, I wanted to let the listener know before it was, you know, as soon as it was official, I sent them a note saying, hey, thanks, by the way, for sending that email to the program director.
Sure.
I'm not going to say that it was that one email that made the difference or not, but maybe it was.
Sure was helpful.
And it certainly doesn't hurt for these program directors to hear from listeners of their station saying, hey, I really like Free Talk Live. Would love to hear it on your radio station. And now we're going to be on that market every single night of the week. Well, weeknights, they're going to be taking just an hour of the show, but it's something. It's a foot in the door.
Yeah, it's big.
And so your input does make a difference. If you'd like to learn about how you can contact your local talk station, you can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com, and that's great news. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. And if you got some bitcoins you want to send our way, someone sent, I think, 0.05 bitcoins.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it used to be, and I appreciate anybody sending that stuff to us. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll be able to find our bitcoin tip jar address, the most recent transaction, 0.05. Someone else sent 0.0001. So that's one of the neat things about bitcoins is you can break them down. Now, of course,
we get those small donations, we say thank you.
Yes, thank you very much to everybody supporting the show in whatever way they feel is best. Definitely appreciate that. Now, of course, since we're talking about bitcoins, inevitably somebody's complaining on the Free Talk Live Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. And there's just something that I think is – we were kind of talking about this during the break, but I think it's important to point it out here.
Didn't we already talk about this in the last segment?
We talked about solutions. You know, you pointed out, Mark, that we like to talk about solutions. But this is also good news, too. And I like to talk about good news on Free Talk Live when we have it. It's easy to fill 3 hours with stories about police abuse and with stories about how, you know, the government's screwing over you in various different ways. There's no shortage. Let me tell you, I've got plenty of show prep about that here tonight. In fact, including the Huffington Post stories from Radley Balco, the raid of the day. I don't know if he's actually posting one of these every single day, but he may very well be because there are that many police raids. You know, it's fine. We can go and talk all kinds of talk about how terrible the police state is and how many people's rights are being trampled and all the bad court decisions. And we can do that. We can spend 3 hours on that. But I like talking about good news when it's available. And you don't get good news very often from the courts. You know, there is a news story worth mentioning with the Supreme Court decision, which we can talk about here in a few moments. But, you know, there's also all kinds of bad news. So the Bitcoin is, to me, one of the most exciting and consistent good news stories out there. Hey, people are making money on this.
Libertarians are making money.
Right.
This is the thing we've identified as one of the root problems with government from the very beginning with Free Talk Live is that they can print their own money to do what they want, specifically the United States government, but to a lesser extent governments around the world, and very little with state governments, although they probably are going to get bailed out here if they are wicked enough. But you know, Bitcoin makes it so governments can't work that way. If you take a look at the world prior to the large acceptance of fiat currencies, a world where money was tended to be backed by gold or silver, you'll see a place where governments were much smaller. You'll see a United States government where from 1870 to 1890, the real earning potential of an individual, the real take-home pay of an individual doubled in a two-decade period of time. This has never happened before. Now, obviously, there were advantages in the way that production went and things like that, but this has never happened before. This is the kind of thing that Bitcoin could do if it became a currency with wide use.
So I think it's important to talk about good things. And I wish there were more good news stories out there. There just aren't that many, because the news typically doesn't report on good news. They report on the bad things that are happening. And so, by the way, this is an open phone show. So for everybody who's complaining, oh, Free Talk Live, talking about Bitcoin, phone lines are wide open for you at 855-450-FREE. I'd just like to point out, we're not putting a bunch of calls on hold and just chit-chatting about Bitcoins here. We have no calls. So, you know, the average talk show host isn't going to tell you that. But when Free Talk Live isn't taking calls, it's usually because we don't have any to take. sometimes it's because we've spaced out and, like, I didn't open the phone screening software.
It's
usually
happened.
Usually
but
if
it's
that
pretty
happens,
rare.
Usually if that happens, I'll cop to it, at, you know, on the air, like, oops, you know, oh, sorry about that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So 855-453, you can always bring up anything you want. Good news, bad news, whatever you think needs to be shared.
And somebody was saying on the Facebook page, and I get it, you know, like he's saying, well, yeah, I should have bought it $10. I know, just keep rubbing it in my face. Well, you know, if you wanted to buy Bitcoins, buy them at $87 where they are now, because we still think they're going to go up.
Yeah, indeed. So 855, 453, here's another bit of good news for you. The Supreme Court decision, I mentioned this. I actually saw the Rutherford Institute sent me an email, and D.C. in its ruling Millbrook versus the United States, a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court, unanimous, has concluded that the U.S. government may be held liable for abuses intentionally carried out by law enforcement officers in the course of their employment. The court's ruling dovetails with arguments put forward by the Rutherford Institute in its amicus brief, which urged the court to enforce the plain meaning of federal statutes allowing citizens to sue the government for injuries intentionally inflicted by law enforcement officers. In striking down lower court rulings, the justices held that the courts had erred in dismissing a prisoner's lawsuit alleging that three prison guards had brutally and sexually assaulted him. The lower courts justified their ruling under the Federal Tort Claims Act, which allows individuals to sue the government for misconduct by law enforcement officials only if the injury inflicted occurs while the officers are in the course of making an arrest or seizure or executing a search. In their amicus brief, Rutherford attorneys asked the Supreme Court to protect citizens from government brutality by eliminating the restriction on government liability. So, you know, this is a little bit of good news here from the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead, their president, says that hopefully this will send a strong message to their various law enforcement agencies that they need to do a better job of policing their employees, whether they're police officers or prison guards, and holding them accountable to respecting people's rights, especially while on the job. At a time when the courts are increasingly giving deference to the police and prioritizing security over civil liberties, this ruling is at least an encouraging glimmer in the gloom. Or the gloom. So
yeah, and that's kind of how news comes from the courts. It tends to be, you know, one step forward, five steps back.
Right. So maybe this will make it so somebody can sue the cops for, you know, doing horrible, abusive things to other individuals.
Still going
to
be expensive.
Right. I don't think this turns around all of the immunities that the government has granted itself, but maybe it's turning around a portion of one or one of them. So there you go. A little bit of good news from the courts. 855-453 Bill's in Pennsylvania listening via TuneIn. Hey, Bill.
How you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
I sent you a short message on Facebook today thanking you for talking about Bitcoins when it was $10 or $12 per Bitcoin. Listened to you guys on XM back then, back in the fall. And I'm glad I actually listened to you, and it really was very appealing to me.
Bill, hold on. Hold that thought. Yeah. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. We're going to hang you through the news. We'll bring you back in hour number three. What with Bill, your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.